And Samine and I are in discussion with Gil Allen, and he's channeling and guiding us this morning. He's here from Los Angeles, visiting the UAE for the next few weeks. People are asking about any talks or workshops that you have here, Gil. Well, you have got some coming up, particularly talking about the law of attraction. You've got an event this Wednesday, the 13th of February in Abu Dhabi, and also in Dubai on the 23rd of February. And you can check out gilallen.com and the event page for all the information there. You've also got a 5-day retreat coming up on the 21st of February?
March.
Yeah, on the 21st of March. So, yeah, so we're talking there about law of attraction. And to understand this, now you're talking about, you know, alignment and getting aligned with what is truly in your heart, in your soul, to what it is, your intention and what you think that you want. I mean, is it simply a case of saying, this is what I want and it will happen for you? I mean, or is it about really doing a lot more work on yourself to truly get to the core? I mean, you said before you need to be truthful, and maybe your head is telling you this is what you want, but is it truly, truly what you want and desire?
You do have to be truthful. And in order to find that, you really have to go to your heart. The heart is our human link to our spirit, to our soul. It holds the truth for us. You can never match the rationality of the mind to the wisdom of the heart.
But don't you think, Gil, because of the emotional sort of components, or the emotional components attached to the heart, don't you think that sometimes the heart may desire something that may not at that point be right for us, or it might be linked to these subconscious undertones that you refer to that might be not healthy or might not be functional? Shouldn't there be a balance between the rationale and the heart?
Not really.
No?
I mean, yes and no. It gets kind of complicated because we can all fool ourselves. You know, we can all get, there are things people say, oh, I want to do this, or I'd want to be an astronaut, or whatever it is. I mean, there are certain realities, although I hate to say that, because the only true reality is that of infinite possibility. But if you are truthfully accessing the wisdom of your heart, and you are asking what is it that you truly want to experience, the right information will come to you. And in that, you can take it further. You know, let's say if, you know, it was somebody in their 50s who wanted to be a ballet dancer. Okay, well, you're pretty much, you know, going to have to pass up on actually being out on stage and dancing the ballet. But if you look further and deeply within that, you'll find out what is it about that you are truly drawn to. Maybe it's not the actual dancing. Maybe it's just being in that environment. And maybe that person can find a way to fulfill their desires by working in that environment, or even just spending more time going to the ballet. Mm. You know, it's not about what always comes up at first glance. It's very similar to, I always tell people that it's more important to begin the journey to follow your dream than worrying about actually achieving the dream. Because once you set out on the road to follow your dream, you have no idea where that will take you, but it's going to take you somewhere. And something, you may hit a fork in the road, and you may come up to a certain point where something new presents itself to you, and you're completely taken with this something new. And it sparks your imagination, it ignites your passion in your heart, and you decide, I want to do this. I want to follow this road now instead of the other road that I was on. Well, how would you have ever met up with that if you never set out on the journey to follow your dream? Mm. So, you know, to go back to what you were originally saying, yes, it is important to be able to properly utilize and access your rationality. But again, we have to understand that the first thing is to go to your heart, draw the wisdom out from your heart, and then combine that with balance.
Yeah, I like that, to draw out the wisdom from your heart, because our rationale and our intellect is very much programmed since the time, you know, we were little, and it's been shaped and molded by lots of different forces, whereas I think there's a purity attached to the heart, isn't there, Gil?
Yes, that's a great way to put it, the purity. It's like, because it is coming sort of from the innocence of your soul.
Mm.
And there have been times when I actually have sought the wisdom of my heart, and then I've gone to my rational mind, and my rational mind was telling me something very different, or not to proceed on it, and it sounded solid. It seemed like it should be the truth, but my heart kept saying, nope, don't listen to the mind. Do what we're telling you. Follow your heart. Do this. And when I took the chance and I did that and I followed my heart, it played out much better.
Mm. I agree. I mean, but it can, for some, it might seem like a brave thing to do, you know, with pressures of life, responsibilities, in a place of work, in your private life. You know, this is what's expected of me. This is the course, the pathway that everybody tells you will lead you to success and happiness. Yet your heart is saying, I doesn't feel right. I don't feel good about this. And you're feeling the pressure from all those external forces.
Exactly.
And yet you've got to really key into what truly is right for you.
Well, this is where the inner guidance comes in, because once you tap into the wisdom of your heart and you get in tune with what you truly want to experience in your life, you can work with your inner guidance to find out, how do I do this? What would be the best way for me to achieve this or to experience this? And your inner guidance will guide you to that moment by moment. You know, it's not just an overall blueprint that may give you an overall blueprint, but it will also guide you moment by moment. And that's why it's so important to be able to tap into our inner guidance and use it as though it were mentoring and advising and guiding us, because our lives are happening moment by moment. Change is happening all the time, and we need moment-to-moment guidance. And everybody has access to this. We all have all the answers. We're just not tapped into that. And this is what I try to explain to people and share with them and teach them is, you know, tap into your inner guidance, use your inner guidance, and become your own guru. You don't need another guru. Where do you think Osho got his information? Deepak Chopra, Gandhi, you know, all the great thinkers and spiritualists in the world, they're all getting the information from the same place. Regardless of where they say it comes from, it's coming from their inner guidance. You know, that's exactly where it comes from, and we can all tap into that.